Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It. And on Mondays, we like to invite someone in the know onto the show to help curate some of the culture that's out there. It's our weekly series. We call it Review Preview. And in today's installment, we have you covered when it comes to podcasts. So get your earbuds ready to listen to the best in audio storytelling and commentary. Joining me now is Nick Kwa, Vulture's podcast critic and founder of Hot Pod, the number one newsletter for the latest in podcast and audio. Nick, thanks for coming back.
Hello, hello. Glad to be here.
So let's start off with The Line. This is a podcast from director Alex Gibney's production studio, and it tells the story of former Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher, who was found not guilty of stabbing in the stabbing death of an ISIS detainee, a teenager. There was a lot of press coverage about this story. So how does this particular podcast go about telling the story?
Yeah, so it's a bit of an interesting project. So there's going to be two versions of this storytelling project. On the one hand, there's this podcast, which is hosted by Dan Taberski, the documentarian, kind of well-known in the podcast world for Missing Richard Simmons, surviving Y2K, and Running from Cops. And he, you know, kind of revisits the case and goes through a ton of interviews with the actual principals, including Gallagher himself, about, you know, basically doing that thing where he's trying to figure out what actually happened. And then kind of taking a couple steps back to consider the larger question, which is, what do we do when we send people to war? What's it like for people to go through the system of like being a soldier in the military-industrial complex? And the podcast broke some news with its final episode that came in last week. I'm not so sure if this is considered a spoiler, but I think it's best for people to go in and listen to the whole thing straight to really figure out the significance of the thing that he finds in the final episode.
Yeah, there's a bunch of headlines about it, so don't Google it if you want to not have a spoiler. Let's listen to a clip from the series to get a sense of what it sounds like. This is from The Line.
In 2018, a group of Navy SEALs, among the most secretive fighting forces in the world, one by one walked into a tiny interrogation room and started talking.
He was sitting on his sniper rifle all day long, just like, taking shots.
Accusing their chief, Eddie Gallagher, of war crimes.
Holy shit, you know, we're gonna see an ISIS dude, like, in the face.
All of a sudden, Eddie just starts stabbing the dude.
He knows that I know this, you know?
Did a Navy SEAL cross the line?
If, in fact, he did stab that detainee, that is dead wrong.
They're told to go kill a bunch of these guys, and then they're told how. And that's not always very clear.
How many Navy SEALs do you think are crying over dead terrorists? Including Eddie.
So something about this that's interesting, it's a podcast TV pairing. It's the first release of its kind from Apple TV. How likely is this to be happening more and more, big streaming services using this model?
I think it might. We might see more of this specific kind of iteration. So in the past, there's been a lot of podcast companions to television shows. Most notably, there's one that went with HBO's Chernobyl that was a really, really good sort of like behind-the-scenes look at how people thought about and created that show. But here we're looking at basically a team that's using both the podcast and the upcoming documentary TV series to attack the same subject from two different directions. And, you know, this is slightly unprecedented, and I'm curious to see if more teams try this kind of multimedia, real multimedia format going forward.
Let's talk about a podcast called Death at the Wing. It's another documentary-type podcast hosted by Adam McKay, producer and director, and it explores the culture around basketball in the early 1980s. What's the specific perspective of this podcast?
Yeah, so Death at the Wing is really interesting in the sense that, on the one hand, from a format perspective, it's kind of like sorted, you know, every episode is kind of built around a different kind of tragedy in the NBA during the 80s and sort of early 90s period when that league was sort of exploding in wealth and just growth and attention. But McKay is really using the sort of stories and the show as a whole to build out a sustained critique of Reagan-era policies. Basically, the sort of underlying argument is that excessive capitalism has really, really bad downstream effects into individual people and culture. And each of these stories kind of shows exactly the mechanism of how those things happen.
So for example, one category is one of the episodes about Len Bias. There's another one about Rick Barry.
Yeah, so, you know, if anybody who's sort of familiar with the 80s and 90s of basketball of the NBA, it's like kind of generally aware that there was a lot of drug usage. There was a lot of, you know, lives kind of spent very quickly. Mm-hmm. And his sort of argument in this show over a series of multiple episodes and these stories is that, you know, the same way that you can refract the larger sort of problems of inequality and its effect on people in American society by like going through the prism of this one league. It's kind of one of those things where you take any one subject, you drill deep enough, you can tell the story of the whole world kind of thing.
My guest, Nick Kwa, Vulture's podcast critic and founder of Hot Pod. We are going through some things that you might want to download and listen to. The next up, we have Anything for Selena. Okay, so we've seen the Jennifer Lopez film. There's a new Netflix series out now. What's new to tell about Selena?
So this show is created and hosted by Maria Garcia. She's based in WBUR. And the way that I like to think about the show is that it's part documentary and part memoir, in the sense that, yes, the show kind of examines the legacy of Selena, but also, you know, Garcia kind of tells the story through, in many ways, sort of her lens and her perspective as a Tejano woman, as a person who's like self-identity and culture and sort of self-understanding of her culture is like shaped by the presence of this pop star. And so one of the more interesting aspects of the series that I'm really drawn to is kind of how it makes a really interesting argument for the importance of pop stars and, like, more specifically, the importance of representation. It's really, really showing the specific effects of how being able to see somebody so public who is like you and you know, you might not have had much precedent to see that, how that can also have a real formative effect on the way that you move through the world and have a relationship with yourself.
Let's take a listen to a clip from Anything for Selena.
If I was somehow asked to say only one thing about the place I'm from, it would be that it has this unforgettable smell when it rains. It's slightly floral, but mostly it's this very specific, cool, earthy desert aroma. And there's usually a calm, clear breeze, which carries these concentrated little pockets of fragrance.
Oh my God, there it is.
The smell comes from the creosote bush, a resilient plant that thrives only in this particularly arid landscape. Especially after a thunderstorm, the creosote bush releases a bunch of these oil compounds into the air, stuff found in citrus, rosemary, pines, and it just smells like the earth exhales.
So that's an opening from the podcast. She's describing an area, Maria Garcia is, where she was raised, which is much like where Selena was raised. How does the podcast use Selena's music, if it does?
It does. It sort of pops in and out a little bit, you know, I think largely for right reasons. But it's, you know, it's kind of used as texture and used as backdrop. The sort of core concern of the series in terms of when it's operating as a documentary is mostly through the biography of Selena. And so, like, you know, there are some celebrations of the actual art and some sort of appreciations of the actual music. But for the most part, it's pretty close to like the story of Selena and the story of Maria herself in some ways.
Let's go to Time to Say Goodbye, a culture commentary podcast. And the hosts explore all kinds of issues related to Asian American identity. The hosts are J. Caspian Kang, E. Tammy Kim, and Andy B. Liu. What are some of the topics they take on?
Well, I want to sort of preface this by saying that this recommendation is largely for me.
I love it.
They tackle a lot of things. So largely sort of the center frame is sort of the notion of the idea of Asian America and like sort of the many, many complicated layers of it and trying to sort of complicate easy narratives about diversity and representation and things like that from a, you know, a largely leftist perspective. What's interesting about sort of the origin of the show, which is it's about a year old, maybe slightly older at this point, is that it was sort of created kind of during the original rise of the coronavirus pandemic. And of course, there are a lot of relationships to, you know, Asian American identity and sort of the Asian diaspora and how, you know, people think the increasing hate crimes on the community and things like that. And so they kind of tackle a bunch of those questions, but they also just tackle the larger sort of central question of what exactly is Asian America? Can you build this coalition? And, you know, it's kind of in the form of like kind of the stereotype that people have about podcasts. It's people sitting around a bunch of mics and talking. But I'm sort of working with this sort of idea and belief that those kinds of podcasts specifically is really important in helping people shape their identity and work out their feelings. Like they built really interesting, important spaces to sort of process certain ideas and, you know, certain topics. And so I just want to give a shout out to the show because it's a show that's meant a lot to me. And I suspect for a lot of people who look like me and who have my sort of predilections, it's going to be very meaningful to them as well.
I am for that. I am down with that. Nick Waugh. There's a podcast. We have a clip. I don't think we have time to play it. So I'm going to ask you to describe Exit Scam. The first episode drops today.
Yeah. So very quickly, it's been a pretty busy weekend for cryptocurrency talk. Mm-hmm. Exit Scam is hosted by Aaron Lammer, who you could typically find on the long form podcast interviewing journalists. The story is about a really sort of kind of mysterious, shady cryptocurrency exchange in Canada. There is a death involved. There is many millions of dollars going missing. And there's also a question of whether the person who died is really dead or not. And the person in question is the person who used the random exchange. So there's a big mystery. It's kind of a true crime show, but it's also independently produced. And it's really just kind of fun and smartly written. I've heard early cuts of the first three episodes. And the core yarn is very, very interesting and sticky. And I highly recommend it.
That one is called Exit Scam. Nick Waugh is Vulture's podcast critic and founder of Hot Pod. Nick, as always, thanks for putting together a list.
My pleasure.